With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. State officials are celebrating progress in dealing with problems with Wisconsin's juvenile corrections facilities in Lincoln County. Conditions at the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools had led to a court-appointed monitor due to maltreatment of those in custody. That monitor conducted regular visits to assess how the Department of Corrections was doing in complying with court-ordered requirements to improve conditions. Governor Tony Evers has announced that full compliance has been reached with all 50 of the court-ordered reforms at the schools. In a press release, the governor's office says that's a critical first step to the schools no longer being under regular court monitoring. The DOC must continue to maintain substantial compliance over the course of several consecutive monitor reports in order to eventually petition the court to no longer require regular monitoring and supervision. Ultimately, the plan is for the facilities to be closed and converted to adult institutions. That would allow youth to be moved to new facilities closer to their home communities. A new juvenile facility is expected to open near Milwaukee next year, although more such facilities will be needed. Early detection is key in treating cancer. This is especially important for women at high risk of breast cancer. According to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. While many women share common concerns, not everyone faces the same level of risk. Family history, genetics, and other health factors can increase your chances of developing breast cancer. Dr. Cecilia Strode is a breast surgeon for Aspirus Health.
Any woman that is over 20% lifetime breast cancer risk actually meets criteria for screening differently.
Strode recommends talking with your doctor about your risk. She says creating a personalized plan is one of the best ways to manage someone's health.
We can kind of facilitate people and get them on a path that's actually, accessible by just figuring out what that needs to be.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Area Public Works crews are already thinking about how they'll handle winter road conditions in just a few weeks. Saltwise, Wisconsin held an open house at the Wausau Public Works facility Friday. Program manager Allison Madison says it's about sharing ideas and making sure public resources are managed properly.
The municipal level, they've got a lot of different tools at their disposal, and we want to make sure we're using those tools as efficiently and as effectively as possible.
Madison says that includes making sure salt is used appropriately and with as little negative impact as possible.
Salt does a lot of damage, so every dollar that a municipality spends on salt, we're doing $10 to $30 of damage to our roads, our bridges, personal vehicles.
Madison says it also means sharing information about new ways to handle winter conditions.
We're seeing more municipalities and counties utilize brine sometimes as a pre-treatment before the storm, which is like putting a little oil on your skillet. You prevent the bond forming between the snow and the pavement. You get better mechanical removal.
More open houses are scheduled for Sheboygan, Outagamie County, Madison, and Beaver Dam in the next 2 weeks. Children's health coverage is slipping in Michigan, reflecting a national trend. That's according to a recent report from the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University. Crystal Blair has more.
The report shows the uninsured rate among kids climbed across the U.S. from just over 5% in 2022 to 6% in 2024. And the state saw a statistically significant increase among its youth as well. Amber Belazaire with the Michigan League for Public Policy says there are practical steps the state can take to make it easier for families to keep their children covered.
Simplifying the process, automating certain things, self-attestation for folks who are, submitting paperwork and all the rest tends to make it a little bit less cumbersome for families.
The center says many kids who lost coverage were probably still eligible but got tripped up by red tape. With extra marketplace subsidies set to expire, the risk for Michigan families could grow. However, experts stress streamlining the process and keeping those subsidies in place can help kids stay covered. The center's report also shows states that used smoother renewal systems fared better. Those that struggled saw more dramatic coverage loss. Joan Elker with Georgetown Center for Children and Families warns that lapses in health coverage can have serious consequences for kids and their parents.
An accident on the playground or untreated asthma can result in trips to the emergency room, which costs thousands of dollars. potentially sending families into debt and bankruptcy.
Michigan now joins more than 20 states with statistically significant increases in uninsured children. Georgetown says monitoring monthly state enrollment data and improving renewal systems will be key to preventing further losses. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expecting a strong corn and soybean harvest this year, but as Harvest Public Media's Joel Schultz reports, prices farmers are seeing are not keeping up with costs.
Corn production nationally is expected to be 13% higher than last year, with 10 states expected to see record yields. That's according to the USDA's September crop forecast. But experts say high nationwide yields tend to lead to lower crop prices. Brenda Goodex is with the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board.
This is going to be like the third year in a row that our farmers are going to be selling corn at below cost. Yes, yields look great, but prices do not.
A recent report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis found farm incomes fell in the second quarter of the year. The report says low crop prices and high input costs drove the decrease. I'm Joe Schultz, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.